MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Fueled by the state's oil and natural gas industry, the latest revenue numbers show an additional $892 million for New Mexico's annual budget this year. The new revenue forecast predicts about $13.6 billion budget for the state, representing a nearly 75% increase since 2019. In total, the state's general fund income is expected to exceed its core annual spending obligations by a staggering $3.4 billion. New Mexico is the second largest oil producer in the nation, behind only Texas, and oil and gas revenue makes up about 35% of the state's total revenue collections, according to legislative data. In addition, two southeast New Mexico counties, Eddy and Lee, make up one-third of the state's gross receipts tax revenue, despite making up only 6.3% of the state's population. Tim Traylor, 43, of Carlsbad, was sentenced to 20 years in prison for the June 2022 shooting of Carlos Guillen. Eddy County District Judge Jane Schuler Gray imposed the sentence, 15 years for second-degree murder and 5 years for the use of a firearm while committing a felony, and ordered the sentences to run consecutively. The jury found Traylor guilty of the shooting of Guillen 3 times with a sawed-off shotgun in July. The deadline for the New Mexico Film Foundation's 2025 Screenwriters Grant Competition, with a generous support from the George R.R. Martin Literary Foundation, is December 15th. The grant is offered to recognize and encourage emerging writers in the state of New Mexico and provide an opportunity for the awardee to continue growing their skills in the unique craft of screenwriting for independent films. This competition is open only for New Mexico residents, and the winning grant for an individual screenplay is $5,000. It also includes a mentorship introduction with a seasoned screenwriter. For more information, visit nmfilmfoundation.org. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.